Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP's Rekha Gupta takes oath as the fourth woman chief minister of Delhi at Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. Six MLAs also sworn in as cabinet ministers. India and Bangladesh border talks conclude in New Delhi with the discussion on infiltration, trans-border crimes, border fencing. Centre launches nationwide campaign to screen individuals above 30 years of age for non-communicable diseases. Government introduces electronic personnel license to simplify licensing and renewal process for pilots. And in men's cricket, India to begin campaign in ICC Champions Trophy against Bangladesh in Dubai this afternoon. And now the news in detail. BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta.
मैं रेखा गुप्ता ईश्वर की शपथ लेती हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगी।
मैं
भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगी। मैं मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगी।
Six cabinet ministers Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh also took oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and several union ministers were present during the oath-taking ceremony. Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of several states also attended the event. Now let's go live to our correspondent Anupam for the latest update from Ramlila Maidan. Anupam, how was the atmosphere there at the time of swearing-in ceremony and what were the main highlights of the event?
Yes, Anuja, the main highlights of the swearing-in ceremony was again taking over of a women chief minister. While the national capital has seen three women chief ministers before the election of Rekha Gupta as CM, reflects the women-led development vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A government has been formed in the city where a woman is leading and several communities are represented in the cabinet. If we talk about the priorities of Rekha Gupta government in the city, the BJP has promised many things in its manifesto to give 2,500 rupees to poor women, provide gas cylinder at 500 rupees, implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, to open Atal canteens in JJ clusters and to increase old age pensions to 2,500 rupees. It has also promised to continue old schemes and bring efficiency in it. Now all eyes will be on the cabinet meeting where many key decisions will be taken. Anuja.
Thank you, Anupam, for all the details. After taking oath, Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dikshit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. She was elected as the new chief minister of Delhi in the BJP Legislative Party meeting in the national capital last evening. Earlier talking to media ahead of the swearing-in ceremony, Rekha Gupta thanked the top leadership of the party for entrusting her with the responsibility of the post of chief minister.
धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगी अपने शीर्ष नेतृत्व का और आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का जिन्होंने मुझ जैसी साधारण पृष्ठभूमि की बेटी को इतनी बड़ी जिम्मेदारी देकर के देश की बहनों का सम्मान बढ़ाया है। ये हर बहन के लिए एक प्रेरणादायक कहानी हो सकती है। साधारण मध्यम वर्गीय परिवार की बेटी को भी शीर्ष नेतृत्व तक जाने का मौका मिल सकता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Rekha Gupta on taking oath as Delhi's chief minister. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she has risen from the grassroots, being active in campus politics, state organization, municipal administration, and now as MLA as well as the chief minister. BJP leader and MLA from Rohini, Vijender Gupta will be sworn in as the Speaker of Delhi Assembly. He won with a margin of more than 37,000 votes against Aam Aadmi Party's Pradeep Mittal. Talking to reporters, Mr. Gupta thanked the party for giving him the responsibility of Delhi Assembly Speaker. Mr. Gupta said he will fulfill his responsibility and expressed hope that there will be healthy discussions in the House.
मैं पार्टी का बहुत आभारी हूं, उन्होंने मुझे दिल्ली विधानसभा के स्पीकर के पद की जिम्मेदारी दी है। मैं उसको बखूबी निभाऊंगा। लोकतंत्र का मंदिर है विधानसभा, उसकी पवित्रता हम सबके लिए आवश्यक है, उसको पवित्र मन से उसको हम चलाएं, ऐसी मैं ईश्वर से कामना करता हूं।
The 55th Director General Level Border Coordination Conference between Border Security Force BSF and Border Guard Bangladesh BGB was concluded in New Delhi today. During the conference, issues like infiltration, transborder crimes, fencing at the border, smuggling and other issues were discussed at length between the two nations. Briefing media after the conference, Director General of Border Security Force Daljeet Singh Chaudhary said, infiltration has gone down substantially after 5th August last year along the Indo-Bangla border. He said the surveillance mechanism at the border has been strengthened with the deployment of state-of-the-art surveillance systems to check illegal activity. Rail India Technical and Economic Service, RITES Limited, has been tasked to design a permanent holding area at New Delhi, Anand Vihar, Ghaziabad, Varanasi and Ayodhya railway stations. According to the Railway Ministry, once the model is ready, it will be expanded to 60 high-density footfall railway stations. All unauthorized access points to these stations will be closed and these holding areas will be integrated with the Amrit Stations redevelopment program. The centre today launched an intensified special non-communicable diseases screening campaign to ensure 100% coverage of all individuals aged 30 years and above. The Union Health Ministry said the initiative aims to achieve screening of all individuals for prevalent non-communicable diseases including diabetes, hypertension and three common cancers, oral, breast and cervical. Our correspondent reports that the campaign aims to ensure early detection and timely intervention for non-communicable diseases.
The campaign will be executed across Ayushman Arogya Mandir and various healthcare facilities nationwide under the National Program for Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases. During the 40-day campaign, trained ASHA and frontline workers will conduct door-to-door visits to ensure maximum screening coverage reaching individuals in their homes. The data on screening, treatment and follow-ups will be uploaded daily on the NPNCD portal, ensuring transparency and accountability. The initiative is expected to lower healthcare cost and enhance the overall quality of life for individuals across the nation. This special drive also marks a significant step toward a healthier and non-communicable disease-free India, empowering citizens to take charge of their health and well-being. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has announced plans to develop Aurangabad Industrial City, AURIC, in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra into the country's premier industrial hub, positioning Marathwada as a major centre for industrial growth. Speaking to reporters in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar today, Mr. Goyal shared the key outcomes from his discussions with entrepreneurs in the AURIC city. The 6th edition of the Delhi International Leather Expo began today at the India International Convention and Expo Centre, Yashobhumi, at Dwarka in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the two-day landmark event is poised to strengthen India's position in the global leather and footwear industry. 225 Indian exhibitors are showcasing their latest collections. The ministry said over 200 foreign buyers from nearly 52 countries are also participating in the expo. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today launched the Electronic Personnel License, EPL, for pilots in New Delhi. The Electronic Personnel License will simplify the licensing and renewal process for pilots, offering greater convenience. Briefing media after the launch, the minister said India has become the second country in the world to launch EPL for the pilots. Mr. Naidu said the EPL will ensure real-time access to licensing credentials for the pilots. Uttar Pradesh Finance Minister Suresh Kumar Khanna presented 8,8736 crore rupees budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the State Assembly today, with a special focus on research and development and information technology. Speaking on the occasion, the State Finance Minister informed that the total budget outlay for the financial year 2025-26 is 9.8% higher than the budget outlay for financial year 2024-25. In the budget, an estimate of around 5,83,174 crore rupees has been made for revenue expenditure and 2,25,561 crore rupees for capital expenditure. And now, news from Mahakumbh. The ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj has evolved into not only a spiritual gathering, but also a large-scale movement focused on cleanliness and environmental preservation. Our correspondent reports that during the grand event, the Namami Gange Mission has successfully activated 10 sewage treatment plants to ensure the river's purity and maintain its sanctity.
With cutting-edge technology, creative displays and informative elements, the pavilion has become an attraction for people of all age groups. Visitors first pass through the interactive biodiversity tunnel, showcasing chirping of birds and the biodiversity found along the banks of the River Ganga. One of the key highlights of the exhibition is the Prayag Manch, which is designed for real-time analysis of the Ganga, Yamuna and their tributaries. This platform displays information of water level, cleanliness and pollution status of the rivers. The Namami Gange Mission has also been carrying out cleanliness and awareness campaign during the Mahakumbh. For the convenience of the devotees and cleanliness of the Mela area, 12,000 FRP toilets, 16,100 prefabricated steel toilets, 20,000 community urinals and 20,000 dustbins have been installed. 1,1500 trained Ganga Sevdoot are also spreading awareness through street plays, poster campaigns and public dialogue. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky that there can be a peace deal with Russia to end the three-year Ukraine war without him. The U.S. President stated this in a social media post yesterday. The warning came after President Zelensky complained that Ukraine was not part of the talks between U.S. and Russian diplomats in Riyadh and said that his country will not accept a peace deal reached without its participation. The war of words between the two leaders escalated after Ukraine president, while talking to reporters in Kyiv, he said, U.S. president is living in a web of disinformation. Mr. Trump shot back that Mr. Zelensky was a dictator without elections. Earlier, President Trump had accused Ukraine of starting the war. Back home, Himachal Pradesh is experiencing snowfall in the higher reaches and intermittent rainfall in the mid and low-lying areas due to the activation of the western disturbance in the state. This weather change has brought a much-needed relief to farmers and orchardists as the rain boosts crop growth and improves water availability for irrigation. On to sports. In men's cricket, India are beginning their highly anticipated campaign in the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 with an electrifying clash between Bangladesh in a Group A ODI match in Dubai this afternoon. Bangladesh has won the toss and opted to bat. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in the afternoon deals today. Amid mixed global cues, the 30-share BSE Sensex shed 238 points to 75,701 and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 39 points to 22,894 when reports last came in. Conversely, the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in positive territory. The mid-cap index rose over 0.7% and the small-cap index surged 1% a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP's Rekha Gupta takes oath as the fourth woman Chief Minister of Delhi at Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital. Six MLAs also sworn in as cabinet ministers. India and Bangladesh border talks conclude in New Delhi with discussion on infiltration, transborder crimes and border fencing. Centre launches nationwide campaign to screen individuals above 30 years of age for non-communicable diseases. Government introduces electronic personnel license to simplify licensing and renewal process for pilots. In men's cricket, Bangladesh win the toss and opt to bat against India in Group A clash of ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai. And with that, we end the midday news.